Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. Steve is back and Joel, you're here again.
I am here
again.
It's
lovely to see you.
Can't get rid of me. Until next week.
Until next week. Until we're next both week. Away in the
we're
same
both
place.
Next week. What did you think about that?
That was Pixies, wasn't it?
Pixies, Oyster Beds. The
yeah.
latest track to be taken from their forthcoming new album. It's got a great... The Night the Zombies Came. It's the first to have that woman out of... Where is she from? Emma Richardson, which band is she in?
That's the one. She was in a band. Can't remember.
Oh, forgotten. But she's in there.
They she's played, in the Pixies now.
They played
Pixies.
At All Points East yesterday.
They did.
With LCD Sound System. You're going there tomorrow?
I am, to see Death Cab for Cutie, Postal Service, and lots of others.
And how much did you get your ticket for?
It's about 40 quid.
Because you've been waiting, haven't you? All year. Waiting. You've been waiting.
Biding my time.
40 quid.
Special
good.
Deal.
Good, good, good. We are here until 5 o'clock today. We have an album of the week by Magdalena Bay. We've also got new records by Melt Banana, Sophie Tucker, Fontaine's DC, new tracks from Alan Sparhawk as well, Tinder Sticks. I'd like to play a Tinder Sticks track, actually. It's a big one, but I'd like to play it. Cassiette's got an album out, Illuminati Hottie, new track. What have you got?
Illuminati Hottie's, album, in fact.
Oh, is it? Oh, it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, the album's out.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to play something from the Hazel English album that I think you might have missed last week.
I did, absolutely did miss, didn't realise it had come out.
Yeah, and lots of other stuff. But now, a new track from Fight Milk, who've announced their third album.
Ooh, nice.
No Souvenirs, coming out in November via Fika Recordings. Follow-up to 2018's Not With That Attitude, 2021's Contender. So they're releasing things every 3 years.
Okay.
Yep, No Souvenirs comes out in November. There's a tour around that. Not many dates as yet. There may be a Sheffield one. Can't promise. But
okay.
It's been in the pipeline, but we'll see. Yes, title track came out this week, so this is No Souvenirs, and we'll follow it with something from Hamish Hawke's album of the week from last week.
Yes, we will. I think we're going to go for the first track on that one.
Sit tight.
I've been thinking about just what to say. There's something to remind me every day. Autumn gets me so stuck in my ways.
this is Andreas from Alpaca Sports, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
He said, death-wise, I want to be cremated. I said, that sounds like something the Ramones. And then I hesitated, 'cause I can't think of anything but the sorry way that he's been looking at me. And the turquoise Thunderbird parked outside, sizing up Elizabeth Street. Haven't you heard? I smother the chances I get. And when they hurt to remember, I forget. This tat, a tat, turned head to head. Now I think of you less and less. I call him Wild Eyes, and just that once he called me Juliet. He showed me something sort of loading on his phone from behind a mosquito net. So goddamn handsome, he makes me anxious. He holds my hand through the sad advances. Why wouldn't he though? I'm just the open secret no one's ever gonna blow. Haven't you heard? I smother the chances I get. And when they hurt to remember, I forget. Haven't you heard? I smother the chances I get. He rolls over in bed. Are there many of them? I see you bet. This tat, a tat, turned head to head. Now I think of you less and less. This tat, a tat, turned head to head. Now I think of you less and less and less.
So that's the first song on Hamish Hawke's new album, Juliet as Epithet. Have I got it right?
How many times have you said that word? Epithet.
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 Epithet, which is a defining characteristic, often deployed in a harsh way.
Yeah. Well done.
You know your stuff. That album went in at number 22 last week.
22 in the UK charts.
Propelled to the upper reaches by the Breakdowns.
I mean, no doubt.
Breakdowns push last week. It was our album of the week, and it's a good record, worthy of your time. It followed on for something from Fight Milk's third record.
The title track, in fact, from their first record, No Souvenirs. Apparently they've turned the distortion up and the indie pop down, as you may have gathered from that.
Yeah, that's
okay. A rougher sound.
That's all right.
In a good way.
It's time now for today's album of the week, and it's the second record by Magdalena Bay, who had, before they put out Mercurial World just under 3 years ago, lots of EPs, which I think we played many tracks from, stretching back to 2019.
I did think they'd been around quite a bit longer than two albums worth, yeah.
Yeah, that explains why they've got two albums and 33 singles. 35 singles, 33 music videos. We've been playing tracks from Imaginal Disc all the way up to its release. It's already had its pre-release hat trick. It's going to be two more played at least from it this afternoon. And you've got the first of these, haven't you?
I have just realised it's quite a big one.
Which one is it?
It's Cry For Me.
Oh.
It's a good 5 minutes.
I don't think I've got that one on mine. Go on then. Let's do it.
I'm doing it.
We'll be right back.
That's a confident fade out there.
30 whole seconds of it. Cry For Me from a Magdalena Bay album, Imaginal Disc. Be another track from that in the second hour.
There will be, but there's plenty of other tracks from albums out yesterday that we need to get through today. You're going to play something from... Are you playing Sophie Tucker next, or am I doing this
No,
one?
I'll do Sophie Tucker after you've done
yeah.
this one.
You're going to do the title track from the album Bread, aren't you?
Yes.
But Melt Banana have been around since the early 90s. Legendary Japanese hardcore noise band?
Noise. Yeah. There's definitely noise.
Definitely noise. But they haven't put a record out for 11 years now, since Fetch in 2013. 3+5 came out yesterday, and I'm glad that I came across this morning. So I'll play you this from 3+5. It's a track called Scar. I think it's actually the longest track on it. But it's still only 3 minutes 27, and it makes a mighty racket.
Listening to The Breakdown, on Sheffield Live. Fala um pouco, objetivo, digo pouco, se eu faço, faço pouco, objetivo, que eu digo, faço pouco. Fala um pouco, objetivo, digo pouco, se eu faço, faço pouco, objetivo, que eu digo.
I don't believe in what you call purity. It's an archaic fallacy that doesn't belong to me.
as I'm fed. I get off, you get out, I eat bread.
That's Bread from Sophie Tucker from the album of the same name that came out yesterday. And before that,
It was something from
the album by,
who was it? Mel Banana.
Mel Banana, of course it was.
It was Mel Banana, their new record, 3+5. There was a track from that. They are in the country at the moment. They are playing all around this area. They've got gigs in Nottingham.
Grimsby? Right.
Nottingham, Grimsby, Leeds and Manchester. We've had the trifecta of ignorance before. What is that? The quadrilateral of indifference around Sheffield.
Ignore Sheffield. But they played it before because you said you saw them in Sheffield.
Yeah. I thought it was before 2010. They played at a plug. It must have been there. I can't see any other gigs from them. But can't see why they would have been touring in 2010. But very, very good. If you get the chance to see Mel Banana, do that. We're going to play now something that I should have played last week before, ahead of your 777, just before 3:30. Vlad the... Oh, it's not impaled.
Not the anything. Just Vlad. Vlad Holiday.
Vlad Holiday, who is a Bucharest-born New York singer-songwriter who doesn't seem to have had an album out yet, but he's prepping his debut. This features the mighty, mighty Katie Musgraves on it. It's called I Don't Want to Party Anymore, and I'm going to get it started now.
Maybe I shouldn't say how complicated you are. One or two many shots, left my card at the bar. My pain is mounting, but you're ready to go. Set in a certain role, don't wanna
That's Vlad Holiday with Casey Musgraves, a single called I Don't Want to Party Anymore. I'm seeing if there's an album out. Can't find it as of yet. Seems to have had a couple in the past, smaller releases. But nothing from that one. All right. 4 o'clock. Not 4 o'clock, I'll say treble
seven.
You
keep calling it. No, it's the treble seven.
It's the treble seven.
You've never heard the show before. It's three tracks in 7 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's clocked in it.
Can you fill
six something?
Fulfill that remit? You can.
I can. I definitely can, yes.
All right.
Kicking off with a new track from Dana Gavansky. Released an album called Late Slap a few months ago. This song comes from those same sessions, but it's just been released into the world now. It's called Ought to Feel, and I will tell you about the others after we've heard them.
Ought to feel a little sad looking at this photograph, but what's the use? There's no pretending. Always feels the world is ending. Keeps me in a state of cloud. I wanna give up on every cloud. Can anybody even hear me? Let's hold hands and practice breathing.
The Breakdown, treble seven.
For how long and how high do we ride? While we wait for the shade to reply. Up above the world again, gone up above the world again. Who could blame you?
woke up early today. The sky was pink and gold. Laid there for a while, just to watch it unfold. I wake up early sometimes, tiptoe through the hall. Think about the people I can no longer call. There's no telephone line between your place and mine. I just wanted to tell you that I'm doing fine.
Took me by surprise there. That is a track from the first album by the Softies in 24 years. The Bed I Made came out yesterday. That was Dial Tone from the album. And in the middle of that, you heard another new track from the Hard Quartet, the group made up of Stephen Mountless, Matt Sweeney, Emmett Kelly and Jim White. They've announced their album that is coming out November. Later in the year, I think it's November, on Matador. And we kicked it off with a standalone track from Dana Gavansky, Ought to Feel.
Very
well. Over to you.
Very well done.
For a big one.
How many tracks by the Tindersticks do you think have been played on the Breakdown? I'll give you two either way.
Am I allowed to check first?
No, don't check.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to guess four.
Just. You're just in six. Six, all the way back to 2008, the first time Tindersticks was played. So they've not had of regular
not a vast amount, no.
Spin-ins. And I don't think we've played anything from this new album of theirs, which is coming out. Their seventh record, Soft Tissue, is out on City Slang Records on September the 13th. And this is the fourth track from it, but we haven't played anything this year. Always a Stranger came out a couple of days ago. It's a big one, so settle in for this.
Always a stranger. Touch me, touch
is a stranger. We touch at our edges. In the morning, my love is in flames, and I'm always a stranger. Shake me, shake me, you shake me with me that I sent to you. Shake me, you shake me, my love is in flames, and I'm always a stranger.
That's Always a Stranger by Tindersticks from an album called Soft Tissue out on September the 13th. They're touring it as well. And they get to Sheffield. They've got Manchester, Birmingham and then Sheffield on October 26th at the Oxygen Centre. I think tickets are still available for that. I might
some
go.
Dice.
35.
You said you might go and then you saw the price.
35.
That's not that bad, I guess, for Tindersticks.
Let's see who's supporting. But tickets are available.
They are.
Not surprised. only one new artist so far in this hour. So
yes.
Let's do a double.
That's a great idea.
Of new artists to take us up to three. I've got one set up, primed, ready for the second part of this.
Yeah.
You go first.
So, by new artist, we mean first play on the breakdown.
Yes.
Because cast your mind back to 2012. This band released their debut single. And it was a Radio 1 tune of the day, apparently. It wasn't played on the breakdown, though. They're called Secret Rivals, released their debut album shortly after that, and then disbanded. Went their separate ways, back together now, and I think there might be an album to come. Not sure, but anyway, this single is very, very good. It's called Cassidy. Would you like to tell me about yours now, or should we?
No.
Okay. Wait and see. Two new artists in a row, though.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Answering that, am I?
No, don't answer that.
Potential fraud. That's not the name of the band.
How does your phone do that?
I'm not sure. I get a suspected spam.
Potential fraud. Not just a friend called potential fraud.
It's not the name of the artist.
No, it's not.
It does sound like a very breakdown branded title for an artist. That, in fact, was Tanukachin. It's the work of Hannah von Loon, who's had an album in 2018 and I think another one since. Got an EP called Circles coming out next month, and that is the second track from it, called It Gets Easier, featuring Wisp on backing.
Yeah, and first playing the breakdown for Secret Rivals before that, and a new track from them called Cassidy.
Okay, so we've got three sorted now for this hour.
Yep.
Can ease back a little bit. Now for some old crap. No.
No, not at all.
Who is it?
Would you like a track by Gustav that only has three words in it for the entire song?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
That's a good job, because I'm going to play it. Gustav are playing All Points East tomorrow, so I may get to see this band tomorrow. This is called I Trusted You, as will become clear when you hear it.
I trusted you. I trusted you. I trusted you. I trusted you.
I Trusted You from Gustav. According to their Bandcamp page, that's an Andy Kaufman cover.
Okay.
There you go.
It's taken us up to the end of the first hour. Almost.
Almost.
Amel and the Sniffers. Difficult to play on this show because they're often very sweary. This track, though, they're next from their new album, Cartoon Darkness, out on October 25th. Has no swearing in it. Huzzah. It's called Chewing Gum. And we'll be back at the other side of the 4 o'clock classic.